Hi, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here. It is Friday, May 17th, 2019, and I'm sharing my weekly update of a working children's writer. So, for writing news this week, I did not have much writing time this week, but I am excited to say that I got positive feedback for my rhyming draft of my Loons picture book manuscript that I had sent to the editor. So that's good news. It was not a final draft by any means, but she likes the direction it's going and wants me to continue in that vein. So next week, I hope to have real writing time and really get to work on the next draft of that picture book. I also finished a first draft of a book I'm calling Pigeon, a picture book, and I took it to my critique group meeting on Tuesday. Thank goodness for critique group meetings, because in those weeks when nothing is getting done, at least there's that once a month deadline where I will show up with something to share. On Pigeon, I'm really trying to figure out whether I want it to be a funny picture book that also shares a bit of nonfiction information, or a nonfiction picture book with the information shared in a maybe unique or whimsical manner. So it's a matter of where the emphasis is. And I'm leaning toward funny picture book that also happens to share some nonfiction information. But we'll see what happens when I get back to that. Next up, speaking. Well, I did a 3-day residency at a school in Minnesota. It was just 2 sessions per day, one with a 4th grade group and one with a 5th grade group. And it was awesome to write with these students. And this was something done through the Minnesota Department of Education. And, you know, a lot of people ask, how do I get school visits? And this is what makes it so hard. Like, this is a program that the state of Minnesota started last year just as a pilot program. And then this year, I'm not quite sure how they came across my name even. They invited me to take part in it, and the pay was good. It was a great experience. The media specialist at the school was awesome, and it was so wonderful to write with the same students 3 days in a row. I hardly ever get to do that. So it was really impactful, I hope, for those students, and something I'd love to do more of. But basically, you find out about stuff like that by asking around to other writers in your area who do school visits, and then just by being a visible, active member of your local, of your local writing community, and having a good online presence so that people can discover you easily. So that was awesome, although I'm glad to be done because I need to do some writing. and the other thing is, Boyd's Mills Press just set up a signing for me at ALA, so I'm happy that I will now have 2 signings there, one with Charles Bridge for Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle, and one with Boyd's Mills Kane for In the Middle of the Night. So yay! I always want to make the most out of a trip to a conference. Going to these conferences is expensive. So anything I can do to help get exposure for my books while I'm there, I'm thrilled about. Submissions. I did not send anything off this week, but I did get a nice rejection email from an editor at Creative Editions, and so this was the publisher where I met the, I think, managing editor at TLA, just kind of by happenstance. I mean, I was visiting the booth, did not know she'd be there. Then I emailed to see if I could send a picture book manuscript because they are a closed house. And so I pitched it to her and gave her some opening lines. She said she'd love to see it. I sent it. She said she was going to pass it along to her editor. And so I got an email back from the editor yesterday or the day before, and she thanked me for sending it. She said, I agree that it'd be a beautiful creative book. I'm afraid, though, that it's too similar in tone and imagery to a few other titles forthcoming on our small list, so I need to pass on it for now. And she said, I'm sorry, but I would love to stay in touch and find another story that's a good fit for creative. Please keep me in mind for more of your work. And so that is how you start building, or at least how I start building, relationships with editors. She's not acquiring this manuscript, but now the door has been opened. And even though it's a closed publisher, I can send other manuscripts. And I'm hoping that someday, and you know, it might not be for 5 or 10 years, but I'm hoping someday there will be that manuscript that's just the right fit, and that will say, oh gosh, we looked for so long for just the right manuscript. You know, that's kind of how it is with Charles Bridge. I submitted to Charles Bridge for years and had a relationship with Alyssa Pusey. And it wasn't until, you know, it was, I don't know, 5 or 7 years probably before Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle hit the target. And, you know, eventually led to a book. So that's always the hope. And I want to say thank you to my new patron, Georgia Greeley. And I'm excited because I have reached that benchmark to start doing a monthly Q&A audio. So my patrons have been submitting questions on a Google form, and I am going to, in the next few days, do my first Q&A audio just for patrons, where they submit questions and I answer them in a file like this. So I am excited and a little bit nervous about whether I'll be able to get all the tech stuff figured out. I think that is everything for this week. I hope you guys are having an awesome week, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.